The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, well, half hour number two, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. Can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it is Wednesday, so if you call, text, or tweet in the next 26 minutes or so, put odds on it. And then we're off to Vegas. Can't freaking wait. So I have a story for you. Talk a little movies here.
Okay.
Reboots are all the thing, right?
Yeah.
Ghostbusters rebooted with females, right? It actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Well, guess what they're rebooting again?
What's that?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, no.
This time it's Ivan Reitman's kid is going to do it.
Oh,
so it's going to be based on the original series, summer of 2020. And it says still too early to reveal the plot or the screenplay, what the new characters will be, or whether the original actors like Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, or Bill Murray will return. Of course, Harold Ramis is dead.
Right.
Which, actually, if you did kind of a ghost version of Harold Ramis,
maybe
that'd be kind of cool. Do one of those Tupac things.
Yeah, a hologram.
Yeah, with Harold Ramis. I want to work on this movie. So, but it's going to pick up where this one left off. So if you're interested in the original Ghostbusters, which Ghostbusters 2 was awful.
We can all agree.
Yeah. So I'd like to see them do this. And guess what else they're sequelizing?
What's that?
9 to 5, which was 1980. So if you're really going to bring back Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton, if they're still working at this age, it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
They should be in the retirement home.
Yeah.
So
I'm against that.
There you go. So there's a couple of possible, I wouldn't say reboots, but sequels.
I'm not interested in those. I'm trying to think of what I would be interested
years
in.
Years after the fact.
I've thought before, like, I'd like to see somebody redo Porky's. Like, I feel like that'd be pretty funny.
I've always said I'd like to see Road Warrior redone with... you know, with all the special effects we have now.
Like they redid Mad Max?
Well, they didn't. Yeah, I guess. But that one didn't really work. I want Road Warrior.
I mean, that was like an Oscar nominee.
Yeah,
right?
It was a terrible Oscar nomination, I might add.
The new Blade Runner was... That sequel was pretty cool.
I've never even watched the old Blade Runner.
Me neither, but the new one was cool.
You know what? I didn't like it. And it's right up my alley. And I was talking to somebody on Twitter the other night that... I thought it just dragged so much that I lost interest in it. And I love the original, and, you know, I'm a big sci-fi guy, so it should be something I love. just did nothing for me.
Yeah.
But I'm also kind of weird on sci-fi because it's because I watch a lot of it. I read a lot of it. But there are some that I think the popular ones, maybe, I just don't get into.
You know what they should do?
What's that?
Another Jurassic Park sequel.
Oh, stop.
Stop. I haven't watched any since Jurassic Park 1.
I watched the new one. It's bad.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was okay. But, I mean, basically it's a moneymaker. They're just printing money.
Yeah, they just redid the same movie from 10 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, they got out, though, in the last one. No, you're thinking of Jurassic World. That Jurassic Kingdom, they got out. Spoiler alert.
There's some movies that, like, I don't want them to redo. Like, I've heard before people talk about trying to make a reboot of Animal House. And I'm like, don't ruin that.
No,
don't ruin that.
You can't do Animal House. You can't do Caddyshack.
No, these are movies that are already done well.
They're classics. You can't mess with them.
So. Got a tweet. You guys watched the Warriors drop Warrior Things last night from Colts fan Jose. Man, I'll be honest. I was excited about that game. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm going to go home and watch this Warriors-Nuggets game tonight. Two best teams in the West. Oh, my. That looked, and, you know, I don't think the Warriors are vintage Warriors this season for whatever reason. They don't seem to be clicking. But what they did last night, you better hope this is not the start of something. Because Denver, who's the best three-point defending team in the league, basically just got crushed. Denver holds teams to 33%. Last night, the Warriors shot 54% from three. Everybody was throwing it in there. I mean, that was 51 points in the first quarter. You might as well not even play the rest of the game. Just go pack it up. Shut the arena down. That's why I enjoy that Warriors team. When they do that, and I think they're the only team in the league capable of doing that because they have so many, like Durant, Thompson, and Steph Curry, like three of probably the five or six best shooters in the league. Any given night, that can happen. And that's just dominant. At the end of the day, it's one of 82, but that was fun to watch last night, especially against a good team. Had they done that against the Magic, probably not that excited about it, but against the Nuggets, who were the top team in the West before last night, yeah, that was pretty fun to watch.
Of course, you really didn't have to watch after the first quarter.
You didn't, but you would have missed a lot of three balls going in.
David asked, what would you guys think of a remake of The Matrix? I like The Matrix the way it is. Don't mess with that. In fact, The Matrix and the original Terminator should have been stopped at one movie. They shouldn't have made it a trilogy. And I thought the movie ended really cool the way they did it, and it was out there and weird and different. And then it just kind of got a little predictable with the next
one. Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, I watched The Matrix. I didn't watch the other two Matrix movies.
Well, you were smart then. Because yeah. All it does is ruin the first one for you.
I don't like Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a handsome man.
I'll go ahead. I'll say it. I don't like him. What are those movies that he does, like where he's basically like Jason Bourne?
John Wick. Those are badass.
Everybody says they're awesome.
I like them.
I've never even taken the time to watch
them. Those movies are badass.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's in a lot of stuff that I like. And I think
I just have a hard time taking him seriously.
Well, his name's Keanu. I think you see him as Point Break guy. Is what it is.
Or I see him as Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Or Ted, whichever one he was.
Yeah, aren't they doing another Bill and Ted?
I think they're supposed to be rebooting that or doing a sequel.
No, I think it's Bill and Ted Get Old is what it's supposed to be.
That's unfortunate.
If somebody brought up Salem's Lot. That would be a good remake.
Yeah.
And Running Man, which I've always thought would be a good one to redo as well. But the reality is, I mean, if they're not going to make good new movies, at least pick some that would be that now with special effects. Like Logan's Run was a movie, and Soylent Green. I watched those were movies that scared the crap out of me growing up. Well, Logan's Run didn't scare me. I just really liked it. But boy, if you did that with real special effects, that'd be awesome. Awesome. All I remember about Soylent Green is the last line of it. Soylent Green is people. They were eating people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Don't worry. You're not spoiling it for me.
But see, that's the kind of stuff you need to go back and remake because this generation doesn't know
those. I think they did that with Human Centipede.
No, no, that's not it.
Hey, Paul.
RuPaul?
Paul?
Hello?
Hey, sports.
What's going on?
Still sports.
Hey, you were talking goofy words a minute ago. Here's a little something to think about. You know, they call it Burger King, but they never refer their commercials to their product being called a hamburger. They call it a sandwich.
That is a controversy, I suppose. Well, I don't eat at Burger King. Like, I don't eat much fast food, period. But let's say, okay, I smoked three bowls tonight, and I've got to have some fast food. Burger King is literally last on my list. Well, I shouldn't say literally. I mean, there might be some places I'd rather go than Burger King. I don't mess with Burger King. I think they try to do too much. There's too much on that menu. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, I'm not a Burger King guy.
Just be a burger place.
In fact, I don't... They'd be pretty far down my list.
I respect the Whataburger. I like the... when it's available, I like In-N-Out. I wish they were here. You know, in a pinch, I'll eat Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's isn't bad in a pinch. I mean, Whataburger's my go-to if I'm going to eat fast food.
But Burger King, that's way down. That's below Taco Bell on the list.
If I'm
below Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is probably...
Jack in the Box is good.
Jack in the Box
drunk.
Is above McDonald's.
Those breakfast Jacks, I could still eat those today.
I like the sourdough Jack. That's good. Although, one thing Jack in the Box does that I don't like, they put too much mayonnaise on their burgers.
See, I like mayonnaise, so it works
for me. They put so much mayonnaise. I mean, it's like pouring out of the sides of the sandwich. It's too much. Hey, let's try Andrew. Andrew?
Hey, sports guys.
Hey, sports man.
Hey, so you guys were talking about reboots and movies and stuff like that. I really hope they don't try and reboot The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I don't think they'll do that.
God, what do we need, another 12 hours of that? Jeez. Yeah, I don't think that's one. Well, hey, if they think it'll make them money, but I don't know how you could redo that one. Good one from Lamont. He says a remake of Weird Science.
Might be good.
That would be good. And good old Chet, who's dead, but and a lot of people.
No rebooting Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, a lot of people jumping on me for Terminator 2. Let me just tell you why, very briefly.
Fred's always been a proponent that Terminator 2 sucks.
Not that it sucks. I think the movie was fine, but the problem is the premise of it. Completely erases the first movie, which was really good. And if you can just suddenly willy-nilly jump in a time machine and go back wherever you want, then you've just totally ruined the first movie. Time travel is a very tricky thing. It's hard. That's why I don't write any time travel stuff. It's really hard to do it right. And that screwed up Terminator 1 for me. Because, it didn't work the first time. Let's just do it again.
Yeah.
I thought the grid was smashed. I thought nobody was going back. I thought the war was won. No. Here's Terminator 2. We're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Terminator 3. We're going to send a hot chick through. So, because Fred will love that. He'll love the hot chick, so he won't be mad about it because she's a robot chick.
Yeah.
And she was hot, so I liked the movie. But that's my point. From a premise perspective, it ruined the first movie for me. Sorry.
I didn't mind it.
Well.
I actually liked it.
I don't know. And just if there'd been more eagles in it.
Maybe. How about three of them?
That works.
I don't think there were any, though. Guys, there's a lot of different energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers and months later found out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you'll pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com, use promo code ESP, and you'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are...
Is that our usual intro?
Huh?
Is that our usual intro?
I wasn't listening.
That guy sounded intense today. Maybe it's the music behind him.
Play it again.
Okay.
Play it with this music, though.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Man, it sounds intense with that music.
It's the same guy. We had to take out...
Well, I know it's the same guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is this a new... Did he re-record it?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
This is fresh.
Man, he really... brought it home on the Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. Damn.
Yeah. That's intense.
Feel like a power squad here.
Yeah, that's intense, man. A lot of people saying don't remake Back to the Future. That's just like Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I mean, it's off limits.
You leave him alone.
And but, if you do it 20 years from now.
Yeah, well, I think that's why I'm kind of bringing up some of these movies from my youth, because you guys have never heard of Logan's Run.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I've just never... wanted to watch it.
Well, yeah, because the special effects are cheesy. But it's a cool concept. Is it at the age of 30, you have to die.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
And so there's this society where when you get to 30, you have different colors on your hands. And then the ones that turn red, a lot of them try to take off and run and escape. And then you have these guys called the Sandmen who hunt them down. So they send a Sandman undercover to find out where these people are going.
Hmm.
Okay. And it's really... Yeah, the concept is really cool. The acting is awful. Farrah Fawcett was in it. I remember that. But the special effects, you look at them now, they're the cheesiest thing ever. It's like kid in his living room playing with a fake laser, kind of thing.
So, yeah, I don't really want to see that. Maybe, I mean, they probably could do it better.
But now. A remake, especially with CGI now and all the things you can do, it could be pretty badass.
Yeah.
So
we have to... Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Would you like to see that remade?
I'd like to see him remake it and fix the dialogue, because there's a certain school out there where you have to use the person's name every time in a line. And if you go back and watch it, it's the most annoying thing ever. It's like, hey, Harley, we have to do this. And it's everyone. And there's a show that I used to watch all the time called Burn Notice that was on USA. Really good show. But same thing. Every line started out with the name of the person they were talking to. So it's Michael. Don't shoot him, Michael. Sam, I have to shoot him. Oh, and no. As much as I like the show, that was so distracting for me. It's just little things like that sometimes get you. But that was, if you ever happen to see Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man on, then just watch like 5 minutes of it and you'll see it's every single line.
You know what I would like to see remade? Was Every Which Way But Loose, the one where Clint Eastwood was with the monkey?
Well, yeah, two of them. Yeah. There was Every Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can.
I want to see those redone. But with Keanu Reeves.
No, Keanu. Now, who could play?
The chimpanzee?
You know who it'd have to be? Oh, yeah, he could be the chimp. It'd have to be The Rock.
Because then it would be funny?
Yeah, he'd make it fun. Well, those movies were funny. Like, yeah.
What if it was Kevin Hart?
I don't think Kevin Hart would be a great knuckle fighter.
No, probably
maybe,
not.
Maybe as the monkey.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Actually, I think it was a chimp, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, a chimp is a monkey, Fred.
Brad says Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. As long as they take the bicycle scene out of that, all for it.
Okay.
What was the one where, I can't even remember the actor's name, he ate a bunch of hard-boiled eggs?
That's Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke.
He had 100 eggs.
100 hard-boiled eggs.
That's like on the list of greatest films of all time. I don't think they're going to be rebooting that anytime soon.
And most Westerns, you didn't really need special effects for. So But
when they redid True Grit?
That was pretty good.
Not bad.
And they redid Magnificent Seven?
That was not as good.
Let's talk to William wants to talk about sports. I guess I'll entertain
him. Yeah, we only got a few minutes left. We might as well.
All right, William. Go ahead. Sports.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
We're all right. We're trying to talk about who should star in Every Which Way But Loose rebooted, but I guess if you want to talk about sports, go ahead.
I'm so sorry I can't contribute to that conversation. I'm trying to figure out why so many people are giving Kingsbury a hard time about going to Arizona as a head coach.
I don't know who's giving him a hard time. I'm about, if somebody wants to give you your money, go get your money. If he had signed on And this is when I think it's a bad look. Who did this the other just a couple weeks ago? You sign on to be at a school. Was it Manny Diaz? You sign on to be at a school, and then you take an equal job at a different school. That looks bad to me. Offensive coordinator at USC, head coach in the NFL, are not lateral. It's not a lateral move. You know, he took a job. It's not like he'd been in there coaching their kids. I mean, big deal. I don't got a problem with it. I don't know if Cliff Kingsbury can coach in the NFL. I think that's the bigger issue.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem with Cliff Kingsbury for doing it. Good on him.
All right, I should not have said Kevin Hart in that role. I wasn't thinking Kevin Hart. I was thinking of the fat guy from King of Queens. Kevin James? I always get those two confused.
Kevin James
as the monkey would be fine.
He played a UFC fighter.
Yeah, but he'd be fine as the orangutan.
We're not putting him in the monkey job. We're putting him in the Clint Eastwood role.
Ah.
The monkey job will be played by an actual monkey.
No, I think he should play that role, and The Rock should play the other one. But yeah, that's a bad look because that's what I was thinking of, Kevin James.
No, Kevin James is way too big to be a monkey. Like,
no, did you see how big that thing was?
That movie's only funny because it's a monkey. Like, that's the only thing good about it.
No, I thought Clint Eastwood was pretty good.
But if the monkey wasn't in the movie, would you think it was a good movie?
Well, no, you have to have a monkey in the movie.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like,
it's an orangutan.
If he was just riding around with another dude, that would be a stupid movie. It's a memorable movie because there was an orangutan in it. And by the way, how come people when people say orangutan, they say orangutan,
even though
there's no G at the end of it?
It's like whenever they would say Tua Tagovailoa, there's no N.
Yeah, why do they do that?
I don't know.
Why are people putting in All right. I got to tell you about man centers. If you've got low testosterone, maybe you're sluggish in the bedroom, sluggish in the gym, sluggish at work, you don't have to be. And you don't have to go in and get those weekly shots that you're going to feel the crash later on in the day. It doesn't happen that way with man centers. They are not talking about synthetic injections. They want to enhance your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone again. Those synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And Man Centers, they want you to have a better way out. They've got three locations. Check them out. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, the home of the free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. They'll check you out, see what your levels are, everything for absolutely free. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book it online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.